The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 at Tickets, Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. It is a basketball night for Nebraska, 6 p.m. tip against Michigan at PBA.
Huskers trying to get off a two-game losing skid. We'll get to more of that here in a second. Also, Robin Washington joins us at 7:25 to break down that game and more. How are you today? As you cough?
I cough. So that's a great way to start the show.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine. I noticed, I kind of listened back to our show yesterday. I noticed that I don't talk very loud, and you talk really
loud.
Okay,
so I'm going to change that. I'm going to help you out here.
Yeah, I got to talk louder. I thought yesterday I was talking loud, but my volume goes up and down.
It does.
Yeah, Harrison is here, though, in his top fuel dragster.
I followed him this morning. I was right behind him for about 3 minutes of the drive.
Does it sound like a top fuel dragster?
I couldn't really hear it when I was driving. When I parked, he was still had his car on. Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
It sounds like a dragster. I like it. I think you should try to keep it like that.
The man is just driving a hog out there.
It's an SUV. It's an SUV. I don't even know what kind it is, but it's got a bad muffler, but it sounds awesome. It does.
It's a cool sounding car.
It is. Yeah. I wish my hogs sound like that.
I want to say something off the bat today before getting to our first topic.
What is it, Jake?
So last night, Monday Night Football, Buffalo was playing the Patriots in Buffalo. It was horrible weather. It was like 40-mile-per-hour winds with gusts in the 50s at some points.
Whoa.
Like, the goalposts are just shattering. They're just shaking like crazy.
Really?
You know, they're just shaking.
I love it.
The Patriots threw the football three times last night and won. Everyone praises Mac Jones for being this great quarterback. Oh, look at this rookie. Oh, he's it's the Patriot way. It's Bill Belichick. They won a football game that he threw the ball three times in. Can we stop praising Mac Jones, please? Please? Whoa. Please?
Why?
He did nothing to deserve the win last night. That was nothing on Mac Jones. Everyone says, oh, this guy can be the rookie of the year. Look at the Patriots have their next quarterback. They did not need him. They could have had me starting at quarterback last night and won that football game. He was 1 for 3 passing for 12 yards.
We got him 12 yards.
He had no passes. He had one pass up until the fourth quarter where he threw two straight in one series, and they were both incomplete, I believe.
I think you should focus on the positive. The Patriots won the game running three times.
Passing three times.
Yeah, that passing, excuse me. I'm sorry, passing three
times. That's pretty sad for the Bills to know what was going to happen every single play and still not stopping it enough.
I think you should I don't know why you've chosen to open the show by disparaging Mac Jones.
Well, I just Well, he's a rival of mine as a Dolphins fan, and you know, everyone praises the guy.
I know what's going on.
He just hasn't.
All right. Lay down on
for
the couch.
Everyone that yells at Tua for throwing short passes.
Here we go. This is it.
Matt
hey, Harrison,
Jones
we got
the same
to
thing.
It. Yeah, we got to the.
They're the same
he's
quarterback.
Listen, Harrison understands this. You have some deep-seated issues.
No.
I mean,
Mac Jones and Tua are very similar.
This is a Tua conversation. This is a Tua conversation. You know you blew it on Tua.
No, I did not. I'm back on Tua. I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back. Tua and Mac Jones are the same quarterback. He's just a little bit bigger. They both throw short passes.
I'm trying to get to that.
They both don't make dumb mistakes.
Lay down on the couch. I am the psychologist here.
No, I'm already on the couch, and I don't need any help.
Yes, you do.
I needed help for a while. I was not on the Tua bandwagon.
Stop deflecting.
You watch him play. He's pretty good. He doesn't make mistakes. He has no offensive line.
Where's this anger coming from? Harrison, where's this anger coming from?
The Patriots have an offensive line, and the Dolphins don't. And Tua makes it happen with nothing.
We got to get to the root of your anger.
The Patriots are evil, and they get praised for everything they do.
Why have you chosen to take off on Mac Jones today, who's having a fabulous year for the Patriots?
Because he is not the reason why they're successful. It's because they have a fantastic offensive line, and they just run the ball effectively. It's not because of him.
Okay.
Tua's having a far better year than him, and is more important to the team than that guy is.
All right.
There we go. All right?
All right.
One last thing before we move on.
Do you got something else to get off your chest?
Actually, this is part of what I wanted to say to begin, but I got in the Mac Jones wagon to start.
Yeah.
The city of Buffalo, I have been to. You always talk about Penn State being like a hellhole, right? Croatia, Siberia.
Yeah.
Buffalo is Siberia compared to that place. I have been to Buffalo before, and last night was just, it reminded me of my time in Buffalo, my 3 days I spent there about 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That place sucks.
Wow, you are on one today.
Anyone who lives in Buffalo, I question why.
I mean, we don't exactly live in Scottsdale. You would understand that, right?
It's Scottsdale compared to Buffalo, New York, I'll tell you that much. It's just tropical compared to that place. Buffalo, I was there in November about 6 years ago. The sun, I'm not kidding, the sun did not shine one time. It was cloudy the entire time. It was windy. It was cold. It snowed.
Oh, man.
I left was an 8-foot snowstorm. I barely got out of there in time.
I hope Lance Leipold's not listening because he's in town. He was visiting Sevion Morrison last night.
Oh, hello.
And he could be listening to the show right now, and you're disparaging his
former city. I'm curious. I'd be like to know behind closed doors what Lance thinks about Buffalo, New York. You know, he coached there, and he had great success there. But I'd like to know, Lance, off the record, nobody's listening here, in terms of if I said this to you, what are your actual thoughts on Buffalo, New York?
You've opened the show by disparaging maybe the rookie of the year of the NFL and an entire U.S. city.
If anybody out there wants to defend Buffalo, the city, you're welcome to call in 464-5685, but I just don't think you're going to have anybody. It's a terrible place, Hip. It's a bad place. What?
Jacob?
I went to a Sabres hockey game. They lost like 7-1. I went to the Bills Stadium.
I want you to tell me something good about Buffalo.
Yeah, sure, here it is. I went to the Bills Stadium back then, and I wore a Dolphin shirt and just did thumbs down the whole time I was there. That's a great part about Buffalo.
What did you eat at any good?
Yeah, I went to the Anchor Bar, which is the home of the Buffalo wing, and I had barbecue wings, because I don't like buffalo sauce. And I get endless crap for that throughout my whole life. The last 6 years since I've been there, people always make fun of me for going to the home of the buffalo wing and me not getting buffalo wings, and I don't care. I don't like buffalo sauce. I went to a famous restaurant and I got what I wanted. What of it?
Harrison. What's going on today?
I had to get a rant out there.
His issues are deep-seated.
That's all I had. That's my rant. I'm moving on.
Okay.
I'm good.
I
had to get it.
I don't understand why you would take off on Mac Jones like that.
Because he's just seen as the golden child, and he threw three passes last night, one completion, and they won the game. That's why.
Okay, let's get...
Yeah. All right, 464-5685, call or text it. Always in.
Oh,
yes,
the
Harrison
heat
says the heat
loss
did lose
yesterday.
Yeah.
That might be contributing.
They've lost
this.
A couple straight now. Injuries are starting to set in Miami.
Yeah.
Jimmy got hurt again.
Oh, Jimmy
He came back and then he aggravated his tailbone again.
Jimmy Bucket?
Yeah. Bam's hurt.
It's
a bad start.
Adebayo. Adebayo. Bam's hurt for a while. Is Butler hurt for a while?
Well, he just came back yesterday, and then he got hurt again. You know, he's gone for a full week, comes back, he's hurt again. So.
All right. Now, there's a couple things we need to do here.
Yes.
I think we should do this thing where you have on the rundown to go through the best hires in college football.
Yeah, so yesterday, Mario Cristobal was indeed hired by Miami. Manny Diaz fired by Miami same day. And so you have a new head coach there. Oregon is now open for a job. We'll see how soon they fill that. But it made me ask this question in my head. It has obviously been a crazy cycle so far in terms of coaches hired and fired in college football. My question to you is this. Who has made the best hire so far, and which leaves you with the most doubt?
Well, you know the one. You know the one that's the best.
Is that Lincoln Riley at USC?
Yeah, you identified it on the rundown.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of national types that will sell you that right behind that is Brian Kelly at LSU. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not saying it's a bad hire, but we didn't really talk about this angle on that. This angle of he recruited at a high level, did Kelly, at Notre Dame with recruiting restrictions. At LSU, I've never gotten the feeling that there are any really hard recruiting restrictions. So now how is that going to look? How is that going to look?
I'm really curious about that one.
Did you give that an A, that higher?
Okay, if Lincoln Riley is an A+, Brian Kelly is A-, maybe?
Okay, yeah, I think you have to keep him in the A.
But I'm going A-, though.
I mean, this is a guy who, with recruiting restrictions, got Notre Dame to the title game once. I mean, the national title game and the playoff once. He ranks number 3 among all active coaches in the FBS in wins. Now, he's never coached further south than Cincinnati. You heard him with the kind of the fake accent the other day when he was talking to the LSU fans.
Yeah. What'd you think about that? Was that a bad look for Brian?
Predictable. predictable. Guys do that stuff. It was kind of ridiculous, but I think he's a good hire. You know what? Okay. So we talked about two real high profile hires. I can't help but think, and this will resonate with you because I think you like this guy.
Okay. Yep. Who you got?
I can't help but think that one of the best hires, one of the top 3 or 4 hires that makes a ton of sense for the school is Joe Moorhead taken over at Akron.
Boy, I wasn't expecting you to go that direction.
I mean, I know we're not going to go a long way on this one, but Joe, somehow Akron, which was 3-25 under Tom Arth, 3-25, Akron somehow coaxed Joe Moorhead there. And you know who I'm talking about,
Yeah,
right?
I know who Joe Moorhead is.
Moorhead was the head coach at Mississippi State in 2019 and 2020. He was the offensive coordinator at Penn State and really good, right? You'd say really good.
He was very successful there. Went to Mississippi State, was the head coach there.
Yeah, he's a very highly regarded assistant. And I would give Akron an A+ on that hire.
I'm pretty shocked you went that direction with
Akron. I know
Akron.
You are. But
I wasn't thinking about
another one. There's another one that there's a couple of them down kind of it little outpost type places that are really interesting. And you would agree with me on this one. And I would give this one an A too. New Mexico State, which is about to join Conference USA, got Jerry Kill. I mean, Jerry Kill's 150. He's won 154 games. 154 games. He's 53 games over as a head coach. I mean, this is as good a hire as you could have expected at New Mexico State.
There's some questions about how much juice he has left for that job for Jerry Kill.
Jerry Kill is I think he's 60 years old.
This is a guy that, of course, had health problems at Minnesota. Remember right. that? He a good coach there. Was a fine coach, but he had the seizure issue on the sideline that took him out of that role. And then he became a coordinator at Rutgers for a little bit, and then he bounced around a little bit after that. But you just have to wonder how much juice he has left.
Come on.
But I do like the hire, though. I like that.
Yeah, I know you too. One more outpost, and you'll like this one too. UMass.
Where are we going with this?
UMass got Don Brown. You're Don Brown.
You know, I'm concerned about the star of Don Brown. You know, Michigan this year really, really made my love for Don Brown simmer quite a bit.
Don Brown, 66.
Yeah.
66.
Is that a good hire now? I mean, come on.
I think it is. Now, Don Brown had been there before. He led UMass to two FCS playoff appearances, lost in the national championship in 2006. He's been UMass's head coach before. This is round two. Now, he was at Arizona yesterday as their defensive coordinator. I know I went to some outposts.
Yeah, you went to some ones I did not think you would go
those,
to.
But those ones are really interesting, right? They got UMass got Don Brown. Now, that's not interesting as Kill and not as interesting as Akron getting Joe Moorhead. But, yeah, no, you can get to the big
okay,
ones now.
Okay, here's your assignment, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you these five. You tell me what order you think was best.
I can
best
do this because
right?
I looked at it.
You want me to give me the schools or the names?
Give me the names.
Okay. All right, we'll go.
Give me the names and the school.
All right, Lincoln Riley, USC. Just don't rank them yet. That's your five. Ready? Get your pen. These are the five we're going. I might get to six. We'll see. Lincoln Riley at USC. Brian Kelly. Here you go. Use this pen. Brian Kelly at LSU.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw Kalen DeBoer at Washington on there. Let's see. You got Brent Venables at Oklahoma. Mario Cristobal at Miami.
Okay.
And let's try, I guess, another big school, Billy Napier at Florida.
Okay.
Those are your big hires so far. And then throw in Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame.
Okay.
That's seven. That's seven. Rank those hires in order what you think are the best.
Okay, I can do it right now. Lincoln Riley's number one. Cristobal's a close two. Cristobal at Miami is... Think of things in this world that just make sense. All right?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a good one. Chocolate on vanilla. Right?
Some might say those are opposites, but it's how
chocolate on vanilla ice cream. Right. Okay, so Lincoln Riley, number one at USC. I think most people would agree with that. Close second, Mario Cristobal at Miami. Third, Brian Kelly at LSU. Fourth, and it's a distant fourth, I'm going to go Venables at Oklahoma.
I'm going lower on that one. I'm not sold on it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I like that. Five, Napier at Florida.
Okay.
Six, Freeman at Notre Dame. And seven, DeBoer at Washington. That is a meh hire.
There's a lot of people that think that might be the best hire of the group so
far.
No. I mean, besides Lincoln Riley.
No, nobody thinks that.
There's some people out there.
Kalen DeBoer. Now, I'm looking at CBS's.
At Washington.
I'm looking at.
Are you going to use their rankings for your rankings here?
Well, no, but I'm just looking. They didn't grade it. Here's what Brett Sally of CBSSports.com says.
Isn't Barrett?
Kalen DeBoer, the Kalen DeBoer hire. DeBoer was hired by Washington after going 12-6 in two seasons at Fresno State. His 9-3 campaign in 2021 featured big wins over UCLA and San Diego State. He'll be joined through the transfer portal by his quarterback, Jake Haener, who actually began his college career at the Huskies. Okay, he doesn't say much. They didn't rank it. Well,
what's he ranked at?
Yeah. Well, they didn't rank it. They give him grades. Hold on, I'll get it.
This is one person, one affiliation's.
They gave it a B.
That's respectable, then.
Yeah, DeBoer is not a big name. Okay, he is known as a quarterback's guru, and Washington had one of the worst offenses in the Power Five. I just don't think that Kalen DeBoer resonates with many people now.
Well, they don't know him that well. That's probably right. Why. But right. I'll tell you what, the one that I'm getting the most pushback on in terms of people that don't believe in him on Twitter and the text line is a guy I told you to rank lower, Brent Venables. People are not sold on this hire, Sip. He's never been a head coach before. I know he's always been a name brought up as far as when is Venables' time to be a head coach. But there are a lot of people that do not really trust this hire to work out in Oklahoma.
Venables gets a B- by Salih. Okay, B-. Now, it's interesting. I mean, he was on Bob Stoops' staff from 1999 to 2011, and that's what I remember most about him. I mean, obviously, he's done really well with Dabo for 10 years, okay? But, yeah, he's a... I think we had that conversation. I just think I'm sort of out of this business of saying, all right, when you're looking at the next head coach, just look at coordinators. Who's doing well? I just don't think that's – I think it's so much – that sort of job, for sure, Oklahoma, is much more than a guy being able to call a defense, right? I mean, you got to be – like that whole CEO discussion – that we're having at Nebraska is very real. That job is multifaceted. And it's become more multifaceted. Jake. This NIL, this transfer portal, the way college football has evolved, you need a guy it's not just about X's and O's now. There's so much you have to manage on a daily basis. In not the least of which is your overall program message, right? The feel that surrounds your program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Alabama's the most obvious one you can point to that has, you just know what Alabama's about, right? It's sort of...
Well, here comes Alabama appreciation again.
Yeah, and I thought, by the way, Jake, I thought Alabama Appreciation Day was a resounding success.
I did not.
Yeah,
I regret all parts of it.
No, I really appreciate... your contributions to it.
I gave you one. I said that teams includes their star players.
Your enthusiastic contribution.
I look forward to Cincinnati Appreciation Day when they beat them. I'm going to give them all their credit.
Yeah, right.
We're going back to Tony Pike.
You really think that?
Yeah, we're going back to the Tony Pike days for Cincinnati.
Anyway, it's you know, you have to cultivate an image and – put your stamp on the program, not just put your stamp on one side of the ball, right? Now, this is not a commentary on Scott, because Scott's pulling back. Now, we'll see how much he pulls back. But Venables is just a guy who's proven to be a very good defensive coach.
Yes.
We have no idea what he's going to be like.
Why there's hesitation about, is this a good hire? It's a name that's been brought up forever in terms of interest as a head coach from universities, but he's never gone.
Right, but you know who were first-time head coaches?
Lincoln Riley was a first-time head coach.
Bob Stoops was a first-time head coach.
So that's what Oklahoma does.
Barry Switzer was a first-time head coach. Bud Wilkinson was a first-time head coach.
Will work, but there's...
You know who else was a first-time head coach? Tom Osborne was a first-time head coach.
it will probably work, but I understand why there's hesitation from people on that hire. You know, he's been a coordinator for so long. If you would think that he would go when the iron was a little hotter several years ago, I guess it's still hot for him, but people just kind of thought he was never going to take a head coaching job. But here he is at Oklahoma.
I appreciate your sort of hesitancy in stamping your approval with that. An interesting one, Jay Norvell, the former Nebraska offensive coordinator, going from Nevada to another team in the conference, Colorado State.
I don't understand that. Help me out with that one.
Well,
because like you said, same conference. Is there that much more prestige or money at Colorado State than Nevada that I don't know about?
I think that
it's a new stadium. I love their
Nevada's
stadium.
Nevada's a basketball school, and Colorado State. Yes, you got to it. Colorado State has outstanding facilities.
I've been to their stadium. It's phenomenal. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, you're
stadium.
Answering your own question.
You've but is that the reason why it's in your well, same conference?
Better though. Facilities, maybe more. Hey, Jake. Maybe more dedication to the sport of football. Maybe more commitment by the university to the sport of football. That would lead you to maybe to make that sort of move, right?
I like I mean, Fort Collins. It's a great city.
Yeah, Fort Collins is
great,
a beautiful
great place,
city.
Great place.
Now, Reno is has.
I think it's a great place too, right? Isn't it kind of cool?
yeah.
I've never been to Reno, but I've heard it's a good place. I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one's interesting to me. There's some other ones that really catch. There's some really okay. interesting hires.
But I have a question before you go on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oregon's job is open right now. Who should take the Oregon job?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that.
Well, I'm going to. I just did. Can I give you a name that I think?
Where's Matt Campbell in all this?
I don't think he's an Oregon guy.
Is he? So he's just been okay. Now here's my question about Campbell. Did he not get hired, or did he not want to get hired? At all these other places. Like, Kalen DeBoer got hired at Washington. Didn't Campbell want that job?
We had heard that.
Yeah.
We had heard that.
Yeah. Where's Campbell in all this?
I think he's sticking around at Iowa State. I mean, how many...
Oh, by choice? Or by... did he just get passed over?
I think maybe both... I'm not going to try to speak for them. I speak with people... I'm not speaking for Campbell or Fickell, but I just think both those guys probably wanted Notre Dame, and they promoted Marcus Freeman to be head coach, so maybe they're both just sticking around.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question, because if Notre Dame wasn't Freeman, it was going to be Fickell.
Maybe Campbell didn't want to leave. Maybe he's fine at Iowa State and just said, I want to stick around here. I'm going to build this up.
You would rather be at Iowa State than Oregon?
Listen, I'm not trying to say what's right or wrong.
You'd rather be at Iowa State than Washington?
Is Oregon a good fit for Luke Fickell?
No. I mean, I don't think so, because we've said Fickell was really only interested in a couple positions, Notre Dame, Ohio State.
If I'm Oregon, I have a name in mind.
I'd like to hear it.
You might push back on this, but I don't think you should. This is a coach that currently is not coaching at the moment, who has dominated that coast. Not dominated.
Don't say Chris Peterson.
I'm saying Chris Peterson.
No, because he backed out of college football because he had misgivings about it, and he just didn't want any part of it anymore.
Sometimes you just need a little break, Sip.
No, he ain't going to be Chris Peterson.
I'm sure he'll get a phone call from
Well, Oregon. He might, but I don't know if I... Like, if I'm an AD, I don't – now, you would have to go back – and you could do this if you want. If you go back and read what he said when he retired, that's not the guy I want. I mean, that's not the guy I want. I want a guy who backed out of it. I mean, he didn't leave college football to recharge. He left college football, all right? He didn't leave college football
just
and say
– he'll get a phone call.
Do better than that. Give me a better
That's
one.
That's the best I can give you. As I want, if Chris Peterson went to Oregon, they're right back to being really.
Well,
I mean, they're already
say,
really good to begin with.
I would say Campbell would work there. I like Campbell. I think he'd work there. I think he's a.
Why wouldn't Fickell work there?
Well, I just don't, because of what I said. I don't think Fickell wants he wants a select few jobs based on what I've heard. Fickell ain't he's not. That's not happening. Fickell doesn't fit as okay. What are we saying? Fickell's a Big Ten type guy. He's more of, you know, upper Midwest, Midwest, Northeast type. Rust Belt. Some guys are just more suited for that. Like, Bo Pelini was a Rust Belt type coach. You couldn't see Bo Pelini coaching at San Diego State, right? Probably not. Probably not.
I don't have a great name for you for Oregon if it's not Campbell. No. If it's not Peterson, if it's not Campbell, if it's not Fickell. Now, their AD claims to have a lot of interest in the job, and I'm sure he does. I'm sure there's people out there that have great interest in that job. I'm just trying to think of guys that are still open in this cycle that would take the job that would be, you know, eye-openers in a good way for Oregon.
Well, I don't have a great name for you other than I think Campbell would work there. I mean, there's some other real interesting hires that maybe we haven't that don't get talked about much, like Virginia Tech hiring Brent Pry, the Penn State defensive coordinator, which, by the way, Barrett Salee of CBS Sports only gives a C. A C. It's another one. It's kind of like Venables. It's kind of like a poor man's Brent Venables, right? Brent Pry is he's never been a head coach. And he's going to a place that demands ACC contention every year. I don't – like Barrett points out, Barrett Salee, who I listen to on the radio a lot, he's good. He's going to a place where they're going to demand that they're in the hunt in the ACC immediately, and I don't know if he can do that. Okay? Give me some Oregon names.
I'm looking at – I have – Give me some Oregon names. OregonLive.com.
Okay, thank you. That's where you needed to go.
The Oregonian.
Yeah, that's where you go.
Listed as of yesterday, 7 potential candidates, and I don't think these are really attractive.
All right,
names.
Here we go.
This is
drum
from
roll, please.
James Crepia of the Oregonian. His 7 candidates. There's one name at the top that stands out, and it's this one. Dave Aranda from Baylor.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would.
It goes really downhill after that. Here's the next 6 that they have listed for potential candidates.
Oregon.
Per the Oregonian for Oregon. Dave Aranda, 1. Number 2, they have Dave Aranda's offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes.
Okay, now Grimes, now I'm
a
with you.
A 2-time Broyles Award finalist.
Right. Now, Grimes is highly thought of as an OC. I mean, I thought maybe he'd end up on Frost radar, but I don't think he's not on Frost radar.
Okay, so that's number 2.
Maybe was on it, but he's not prominent in the discussion.
Number 3, a guy that just came from the Northwest, has been 1 year in the SEC. That's Brian Harsin at Auburn. That's number 3, Sip.
Yeah, why would Harsin go from Auburn to Oregon?
Well, but he came from Boise State.
I know where he came from. But he just moved. He
might realize that the SEC is really hard, and the Pac-12 is not as hard.
Well, I'm surprised.
The same thing as Lincoln Riley, man. I'm not going to the SEC. I'm getting out before I even get in that
place.
My
only hesitancy with Harsin is he just went to Auburn. If they could coax him from Auburn, that is a home run. Look what Harsin did at Boise State. I mean, Boise State's been to 20 straight bowls.
But that's not because of him.
Well, no, but
it's been built. Chris, my boy, Chris Peterson, behind Dan Hawkins. He made it what it was, and it's just people just kept
it going.
You need
to read what Peterson said when he retired. He didn't say, hey, I just need a couple of years to recharge.
I'm telling you, Chris Peterson is why Boise State is what they are. They're still built.
Yeah, that's true.
Him.
That's true.
It's not because of Brian Harsin.
Okay, easy, but you're right. You're right, but, I mean, don't disparage him.
I am disparaging him.
Okay, I'm going to look what
he did. Number four, Chip Kelly at UCLA back to Oregon.
Hmm?
No?
What's wrong with that?
I don't think so.
Why?
It's certainly possible. I just wonder how that would go over
there.
I'm with you.
It's like going back.
Yeah.
I'm not big on going back.
Don't think it'll work out the way you want to. Number 5, Bill O'Brien at Alabama, offensive coordinator.
You could do a lot worse.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
You can do a lot worse than that, but.
Okay. Then you got 2
now,
more.
Now, wait a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Stop on O'Brien. You don't like O'Brien?
I just don't. We talked about O'Brien as a potential, like, offensive coordinator here. As a, you know, people obviously did that because
we talked about O'Brien as a possible head coach.
Yeah, we did say that.
Yeah.
I don't think that, I don't know. It doesn't mesh at Oregon with me for some reason. It doesn't fit.
Okay.
That's all. I don't have a great reason for you. It just doesn't fit.
I don't know. Did you watch the game the other day when
I watched a lot of other games this year too. They weren't very good offensively. When they had 0 points, you know, in the fourth quarter against Auburn. Remember that game? 0 points.
Who won that game?
Matt Bama did. The other two, Kalani Sitake at BYU.
Okay, now we've gotten to a point where we just fundamentally disagree on you saying this list is not good and me saying
underwhelming.
What you've read is excellent.
It's underwhelming.
Sitake is excellent. What's it say about him?
He's 48-28 over six seasons at BYU.
That not good enough for you?
Which has included back-to-back 10-win seasons.
That not good enough for you?
They're going to the Big 12, so he's not really urgent to leave. Now he's going to a Power 5 conference.
I thought Satake was a good under-the-radar candidate at USC.
Oh, they would never hire him.
Under the radar.
Yeah, well, yeah, not even visible on the radar. They got Lincoln Riley over Kalani Sitake. Listen to yourself.
They did better, but if they didn't get Riley, I would have looked at Sitake.
I think that had been not received very well there. And the last one, who is not doing well at all, is Justin Wilcox at Cal. I don't get that one at all.
Highly regarded defensive mind.
Yeah, but he's under 500 in his five seasons.
Oh, let's go back to Brian Harsin for a second. Brian Harsin at Boise State. His record at Boise State in the conference in the Mountain West was 45-8. That not good enough for
him? It's Boise State. Everyone does that. Look at all the coaches up there. Who has failed at Boise State? Tell me. Who has failed at Boise State? Nobody. Because they built it into a winner that just wins. Dan Hawkins, Chris Peterson, Brian Harsin. I don't even know the other names up there. They've all just won, though. It's not necessarily those guys. They just win football games.
That's incredible. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't play that game that Nebraska fans used to play. That you roll out of bed and win nine games at Boise State.
It's happening.
No, it's not something that just happens. Okay? All right? You have to have the right coach. That's what it is.
We'll have more next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.